This interview is being presented to you by Down Home Barbecue, 5 years in business, specializing in catering, will travel, 30 years cooking. Call 832-452-9127. Okay, Megan, I guess first, your thoughts on becoming a comic.
It's great fun. I'm enjoying every minute of being here. It's amazing working with Coach Chancellor and his assistant coaches. It's, you know, kind of part of a dream come true being here and playing for Houston and coming from Oklahoma. Everyone there is like, oh, H-Town.
How were you contacted about? How did it come about? What was the process involved?
Coming here to the Comets, mainly Coach CT. She did a lot of work for me and recruiting and, you know, putting information out for me. And next thing I knew, they were offering me a spot to come down and try out in training camp. So I jumped at it.
Now, you guys at Tulsa had a tremendously successful year this past season. Just your thoughts on how everything went. You know, your teammates, the coaching staff, everything, and then how you think you did at Tulsa this year.
First of all, we had, you know, a big coaching change come in, and we all our team adjusted really well to their new system, and we had the best year in school history. We did a lot of our, you know, broke a lot of records for our school and for our conference, and it was just an amazing year to go out as a senior and to be part of that program. And, you know, I give the credit to the coaching and the system that they brought in, and, you know, it was fun. I had a great time out there, and, you know, I couldn't have asked to go out on a better note.
Now, has it been a tough adjustment for you at all, going from college ball to pros in a matter of weeks?
It's definitely a lot faster of a game and more physical out here, but I'm slowly getting adjusted to it, and, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy every minute that I have out here and do the best that I can.
Now, for the fans who didn't see you play at Tulsa, let them know what you do. What do you do well?
Well, I try to shoot the ball. Hopefully I shoot the ball well enough. I try and get in and crush the boards, and, you know, just having the tall guard in there helps the post players out. And I try and look for my teammates and, you know, throw some great passes down to the post.
How do you think you've done thus far?
I think I've done okay. I think I can do a lot better. It's just adjusting to the system and, you know, learning each player's strengths and where they like the ball and, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, better things to come.
Okay, well, what things do you still want to work on? I mean, have the coaches told you anything that they want you to improve on?
Creating my own shot is definitely something where I need to, you know, step up a notch in this game. I mean, everyone out here on the court is a great player, and I need to be able to, you know, create a move off them and be able to create my own shot. And definitely, you know, just passing and, you know, getting that ball there. It's not the college level anymore where, you know, you can throw a soft pass and it'll make it. You know, I have to throw hard, crisp passes that are on the target.
Now, did you follow the WNBA at all growing up?
Growing up, yes. You know, I actually played a warm-up game for most of the U.S. team that came out in the 2000 Olympics. They came out in 98 in a warm-up game, and it was just amazing, you know, seeing Tina Thompson and Cheryl Swoops out there. I think I have their autographs on bodysuits somewhere back home. So being on the floor with, you know, Tina Thompson and going to be out there with Cheryl Swoops and Dawn Staley is just wow.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck. This MP3 was presented to you by Down Home Barbecue. Visit their website at downhomebarbecue.com.